The new Ken Burns documentary series on the Dust Bowl airs beginning November 18th on OETA. In concert with the premiere, the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts has sponsored a series of advanced screenings across Oklahoma. On Monday in Stillwater, the OACD presented another of its screenings and a roundtable discussion with guests who live through the Dust Bowl and current policymakers. OACD Executive Director Clay Pope says the screenings have been an opportunity to reflect on successful conservation efforts over the years, while also serving as a cautionary tale about the future.
Well, I think that one of the things and this and one of the stories that we're trying to tell is we've had these showings of the advanced screening of the Dust Bowl around the state is that while right now we are in a time period that's rivaled anything that we saw during the Dust Bowl as far as the drought. The last 2 to 3 years has been as dry as some of the worst years we saw in the 1930s, and we haven't seen the return of the dust storms. And I think that's a real testimony to the good stewardship ethic of the farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma, the work that's been done in partnership with conservation districts, with USDA and NRCS, with the Conservation Commission, working together to keep that tide at Dust's Bay. We've got a lot to be proud of. Now, the flip side of that argument is, just not too long ago, we saw that dust storm in north central Oklahoma that closed down I-35. I think that should serve as a stark reminder as what can happen if you're not careful. Now, not being anybody was doing anything evil, doing anything bad, but we just got to be careful because it is easy to see these problems arise again if we don't make sure we keep that monster that was the Dust Bowl in the cage.
Pope says so far, efforts at preventing another widespread event of that magnitude have been successful, and current efforts by lawmakers appear to be sufficient, for now.
But if we do practice due diligence, if we continue to practice good conservation, if our policymakers, both in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C., continue to put a focus on conservation and give us the resources to work with farmers and ranchers to make sure we're doing everything that we can, working together, the success that we've seen these last 2 years in keeping that monster locked up, I think we can continue to see it in the future.
Pope says though it was purely coincidental that the documentary is premiering after 2 years of drought in Oklahoma, it serves to underscore the importance of continuing conservation efforts.
I think it is serving as a good reminder. I think it's a way for us to celebrate how far we've come, but also to make sure that we stand guard to make sure that we don't go back, not only on soil erosion, but on other natural resource challenges as well. So we're just tickled to be able to go out and tell the story, and hopefully we can keep patting the farmers on the back and continue the good stewardship ethic that started in the 30s.
But Pope says as dry weather continues across western Oklahoma, a new Dust Bowl is not out of the question.
Well, I think one of the things that we do have to be mindful of, there has been a lot of ground that was worked a bunch this summer that the wheat was dusted in. The same thing happened last year. We were lucky we caught rains in November. We may still catch rains in November, but I am getting a little concerned with this El Nino starting to fizzle out in the Pacific that, if we go into a real dry winter, if we don't see significant rain over central and western Oklahoma here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, there's a chance of some wheat blowing out.
For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Appel.